Governor Evers has ordered the U.S. and Wisconsin flags to be flown at half staff today in honor of the victims of yesterday's mass shooting at the Molson Coors facility in Milwaukee. Police say a 51-year-old male employee opened fire at around 2 p.m., killing five other workers before taking his own life. All of the shooting victims died. No one else was injured. At a news conference last night, Mayor Tom Barrett said yesterday was the saddest day in the brewery's 165 years in the area known as Miller Valley.
The families are grieving. The union brothers and sisters are grieving. Our city is grieving. And our state is grieving. This cowardless act of violence is something that we have to make sure is never repeated in this community. But unfortunately, it is far too common in our country.
The Molson Coors campus remains closed today. CEO Gavin Hattersley said it would stay closed, quote, for the time being. Corinne Hess is Wisconsin Public Radio reporter in Milwaukee. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You talked with people, I understand, who lived near the alleged perpetrator. We'll be watching for details, of course, in our news breaks. But what kind of things did you hear?
Well, I heard a lot of shock and sadness when I walked around the neighborhood today. Neighbors really like this this man who is being believed to be the shooter. They said that he was a good family man. They sort of have this pact in the neighborhood. Whoever wakes up first snowplows the sidewalk first. And this man was always one to wake up first and do the plowing. This is sort of a modest neighborhood with single-family ranch homes, and it's got a lot of older people that live there that have lived there for many decades, and they all really kind of appreciated the help that he would give them. So,
are police still investigating the scene or any other parts of the city related to the shooting?
They are. The police are there. There's tape up around the house. There's been a police car parked in the driveway. I was told that the police have been inside of the house since yesterday afternoon. This man's wife and young daughter have been asked to leave, and I'm not sure when they'll be able to return. So, yeah, there's an active investigation at the house.
As we heard, the Molson Coors facility closed for now. Local businesses and a nearby school were on lockdown yesterday. Are they back to normal operations today?
Yes, they are back to normal operations. I know Marquette High School is nearby, and a counselor spoke to students yesterday afternoon just because a lot of the students' parents worked or work at Miller Coors, so they wanted to make sure that students weren't afraid. Another WPR reporter has an interview in a few minutes with the guidance counselor over there, so we'll have some more information on that as well.
And we heard some of what Mayor Barrett had to say. What's been, in general, the tone of reaction that we're seeing so far from elected officials, community leaders, and others in the community?
You know, I would say just really shock and sadness. So everybody, you know, there's been 11 mass shootings in the state since 2004, and six people have died at a company in Milwaukee that's really a legacy company here, and I think a company that people know throughout the state. And so another thing that the mayor said yesterday were these were five individuals that went to work yesterday and planned on coming home. And they didn't. So, and also for the shooter, I mean, his family too has lost a person. So this is just a really hard time, I think, right now.
Corey, thanks for joining us. I'll let you get back to covering the story.
Thank you.
Corinne Hess is WPR Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Milwaukee. We talked to her about the latest developments in yesterday's mass shooting at the Molson Coors facility. Stay tuned to WPR News and WPR.org for more updates.